God has allowed the Gideons to be used. And I want to share some of that this morning with you because he's been a blessing. Gideon's, the other thing I want to tell, my wife Linda is not here. She usually travels with me. But she just has been having trouble sleeping. If God brings her to your heart, pray for her, will you? Because she's just gotten stressed out a little more than what she should have. Just felt like she ought to stay home this morning. The Gideons live and die in testimonies. I'm sure that Gideon speakers have been here before, and you've heard. And I want to share one with you, and then we're going to go off in a little different direction this morning that I hope blesses your heart. I'm going to read this testimony because I just want you to hear all the detail that this speaker had as he wrote. As a 7-year-old boy, Farron lived with his mother, 1-year-old brother, and his mother's boyfriend in a very hostile situation. Due to unfortunate circumstances, the house was broken into, and Farron and his brother's belongings were taken and sold. Yet Farron did not lose heart. I remember a few months after this, some men come from a church nearby and came to our house and shared the gospel with Mom, says Farron. At the same time, his mom went to work in a garbage dump, collecting everything that she could to provide for the family. A neighbor even built them a junka, a house built with palm leaves and tree poles, and that was our new home. One day, his mom found a testament from the Gideons in the trash. Soon they learned about the Lord and dependence upon him. For Farron, he understood the plan of salvation and gave his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, from that testament, I learned the biblical text beginning in the helps and time of need section, and my heart was comforted. I found guidance from different life issues, including how to deal with anxiety. These scriptures changed Farron and his family's life. Farron even used what he learned from the testament to help him with evangelism. His mother became a Christian a few years later, and God provided a stable job for her in a hotel where she later became a cook, and the family was able to purchase a new home. Farron is eternally grateful to God, God's word in the Gideons. That testament from the Gideons came into my hands and changed my life and destiny. The work of the Gideons do is precious, he said. You know, these little testaments that we give out, it's amazing where God will use them and place them so people will find them, just like Farron's mother did. You know, the Gideons are in 200 countries and principalities in the world. And many times they're small camps. Many times people from the United States travel to these camps internationally. One story was Indonesia, where a Gideon traveled, and he said, this is the heaviest Muslim country in the world, a densest population of Muslims. He said the best time of the week was between Monday and Friday. We would go to schools. Now, I've learned later, these schools are not government-run schools. They're private schools. Most times, they don't have running water or electricity. But the children there receive God's word. It may be the only book they own. And this trip, they gave out 134,000 Bibles to children hungry for God's word. In 2021, the Gideons gave out 275 million Bibles worldwide, and that was during COVID. Now, I want to turn just a little bit. We know that this country is not headed in the right direction. We all know that. And everyone I talk to knows that. It's very evident. And we all, I think, know why it's headed in the wrong direction. You know, I was born when they were signing the peace agreements for World War II. In 1952, they put "In God We Trust" on our money because they were so thankful that God brought us through World War II and the Korean War. My uncles fought in the Korean War, and some of my uncles fought in World War II. And we were very thankful then. But it wasn't more than 10 years later that we took out the Bibles out of schools. You were there. Many of you were there. You know that. I was there. I was in 11th grade when they took the Bible reading out. You know, at homeroom, we always read the Bible and had the Lord's Prayer. You remember that, or at least some of you. The 60s was a year of sexual freedom. The 70s brought Roe versus Wade, which I'm thankful is reversed now. But you can see what happens to a country when this is taken out. The Bible says in Proverbs 29:18, it says, "Without a vision, the people perish." Now, that particular verse talks about the law. But you know, in the New Testament, it says the law was a schoolmaster to bring us on to Christ. So without the Bible, the country starts on a downhill path. Now, I was there too, and you were here, and maybe even this church grew during that. Between the 80s and the 90s, churches began to grow because there was an evangelistic movement. I was part of that too. I would go out on visitations and seek people for the Lord. And the church was growing in this country. You were there, many of you. You saw it. But in the last 20 years or better, we've been going in the wrong direction again. We never put the Bible reading back in schools, and we never lift up the Word of God. Now, just let me go back over a year's time now with the Gideons and things at my camp and other camps. There's good camps here in Tioga County, and they're doing a good job. But I just want to express to you what's been done through the Union County camp. We've handed out 4,000 Bibles, better than 4,000 Bibles in the last year. Well, how do you do that? Well, let's start last August, and we were handing out Bibles long before that. But at our local fair, you have a local fair here, don't you? Sure. And I'm sure the Gideons are there. Are the Gideons at your local fair? Yeah. And it's all right if you say yes. You know, we have a booth on what they call the boardwalk at our fair. Well, we don't sit inside the booth. we go out and talk with the crowd that's walking by the booth. And last year, as I was handing out Bibles, and we gave out 1,200 Bibles at the fair last year, I was taught by the Gideons, when you hand out a Bible to someone, ask them whether you can show them something inside of this Bible. And I'll tell you just exactly what it is. In the front, there's a Gideon app. Do any of you have a Gideon app on your phone? It's a good Bible app. It's a great Bible app. Well, you look up Gideon's Bible app on Apple or, you know, iPhone or the App Store, you'll find a free Gideon app. In this Bible, as talked about by Farron, there's a help section. Now, this help section has things like failing, forgiveness, friends fail, future, gambling, guidance, and on, with scripture verses to those particular things that you might have fallen into sin by. And then in the back, there's what the Gideons call is the GPS. Now, you know what a GPS is, but the Gideons say it's our GPS or it's the Bible GPS because it's God's plan of salvation. Well, I handed out Bibles at the fair and told them just what I just told you. And that night, when I was talking to the Lord, I was feeling pretty good about myself because I had done what I was supposed to do. But the Lord said to me, he said, when you had those young people, and I had different groups of young people take Bibles, and I showed them these things, and I said, oh, you don't need them. These helps because you're young yet. He said, you don't know how badly those young people need those helps. Just look in the newspaper. People committing suicide, young people, they have maybe living with a single parent. Alcoholism in the home. I'm not saying every home is like that, certainly not. But a lot of these young people are living in bad conditions. They're not taken to church. Well, I said, but I showed him the plan of salvation in the back, and he said, did you ask any of them whether they needed it? Next morning, I got out of bed. The Gideons were going to the Bloomsburg Fair. I thought, I'm going to do what God told me to do. Well, that wasn't as easy as I thought because I was scheduled to be at the fair in the morning in an exhibit building. A lot of the people that I talked to were Christians, and I didn't get to talk to young people like that. I later went to New York City. And I was down in Times Square handing out Bibles. But again, I didn't get the opportunity to talk to young people as I wanted to. At that time, they handed out 70,000 Bibles in New York. So I was in Manhattan, but other Gideons were in the boroughs, handed out 70,000 Bibles. Later on, I got the chance I was looking for because if you know, down 15, you go through Lewisburg, and there's Bucknell. And our camp hands out scriptures at Bucknell. Well, we usually hand out 350 scriptures. We had 5 or 6 Gideons this last October. And we don't go on campus anymore. Even though Bucknell used to be a seminary, but we're not allowed on campus. But we can stand on the street corner between where the students are coming from their town residence or parking lots or such, and go over to the university. We can stand on the sidewalks and give out Bibles. We usually give between 9 o'clock in the morning and 1 o'clock. We usually give out 350 Bibles. This last year, 5 Gideons at different places gave out 350 Bibles in an hour and a half. We had to go home because we didn't have more Bibles. And as the students would come by, I would do exactly what I told you I did to these students. Many of them, I said, "Do you think about salvation?" And they said, "Yes." The vast majority of them said, "Yes." One young man said, "I think about it every day." Now, these students are in a hurry to get to class because that's why they're walking past me, so I don't have a lot of time to talk to them. One young lady came up to me, and she was totally covered, and she said, "You can see that I'm a Muslim." And I said, "Yes, I can." And she said, "We have one God, you have three." And I said, "No, we have one God and three persons. There's never conflict between the three persons. It's one God, but it's in three persons." She understood. We talked for quite a while. She was interested. She was looking. Now, I didn't think she was ready to come to Christ, but she was interested. I have to add something to here. She was a Muslim, dressed very conservatively. She was wondering about her dress. I think she was thinking about the ladies her age over in Iran who were fighting for some independence. I wish I had said to her, "Young lady, you know what's going on in this campus. You know that. It's a brothel." Now, that might shock some of you, but in our universities, it's not good. Her conservative dress was a help to her, even though she was a Muslim. Well, this spring, I've been able to talk to other college students at Lock Haven. We talked to many students at Lock Haven. Same thing. They're seeking the Lord. They're seeking salvation. At Bloomsburg University, I handed out scriptures there. Talked to many students. Again, they're seeking salvation. Young people who'd not been to church. You can see it even in news articles. There are young people seeking answers. They know this world is in trouble. All of them say that. We know it's in trouble. They're seeking for answers because they haven't been given answers. Yesterday, and I think you and I were talking about that, there's a rail trail in Union County. It was an old railroad bed that was taken out years ago. You know, the same as ran around Pine Creek, and now it's a trail. Well, I have the opportunity to ride a bike on the rail trail. And God said to me, I just got started again this spring. He said, why don't you take Bibles along and hand them out, the people that I tell you to hand them out to. So I had three Bibles with me yesterday, and I gave it to a couple who were going in for lunch along the one of the restaurants along the rail trail. And then, as I was coming back, there were two children, two boys, standing on the rail trail. I stopped with my bike, and I said, can I give you a Bible? Yes, we want a Bible. I gave them the two Bibles. Sadly, a young girl about their age, too, walked up, and they were probably 6, 7, 8 years old, I guess. I said, I'm sorry, I don't have a Bible for you. When I come another time and I see you, I'll give you a Bible. I showed them a little bit of what I told you because they're young. These children are young. I said, when I showed them the plan of salvation, I said, do you ever think about salvation? Do you know what that young boy said to me? I don't know anything about salvation. Surprised me. I guess it shouldn't. He's not taken to church. He's never heard what's in this word. Can you imagine that? I work with another group who works with children. And God spoke to me about that. Our church doesn't have children in it either. How many Sunday school teachers are here? Used to be Sunday school teachers. Raise your hand. You used to be a Sunday school teacher. Is there any other ones? There's another one. Yeah, sure. I know you are here. I know it. You know it. We don't have a Sunday school, and we don't have one in our church either. Why? Because we're not asking the children. That's something I'm going to work on. I'm a deacon at our church, too. I teach the adult class when I'm there. But we have ladies just like you who used to teach Sunday school, but the children disappeared. But the children are out there. If you know one child, maybe a granddaughter, maybe a neighbor's child, ask whether you can bring them here. Even if you only have one, start with one. The Bible says salvation. Oh, that's what always happens. The verse slips. Comes by the Word of God. And the Word of God, through the knowledge, through this book, and blessed are the feet who bring the good news. Children in this age are not going to get it unless you ask them. Now, this is getting off the Gideon message, but it's not. You have to find these children and begin to teach them the word. That's the only way they're going to know it. We hand out Bibles. And I showed you how we show them the plan of salvation and so on and so forth. But our churches need to be giving the Word of God out by finding young people. And college students are looking too. They're looking. Don't think that they're not looking. They may not be coming to church in droves, but they're looking. Do you get what I'm trying to tell you? And they aren't going to ever find Christ unless you lead them there. Now, the Holy Spirit can lead them. That's just one thing else I want to say before we finish up. These Bibles are good for leading person to Christ. But they're also good for growing a person. That's what Farron said in his testimony. I grew because of this Gideon Bible, one just like this. He grew. He grew up in Christ. He began to trust Christ because of a Gideon Bible. But unless you're willing to find them, and we have to do it in our church. I talked to one of our ladies. We're going to start looking for children to come. And if you only find one, you found one. Bring them in. Begin to teach them. Do you understand? There's no other way that they're going to find Christ unless he came out and found us, didn't he? He found me. I've got a testimony. I wasn't looking for him. He found me. Do you understand? My wife always tells you have too serious a look on your face. You say, you look like you're mad. I'm not mad. I just want to encourage you. I want you to encourage to get in, back into doing what you ladies do very well. We just had Mother's Day. You ladies are wonderful mothers and teachers. God uses you. Men here, you can teach too. Those older, don't think you got to draw the parents in. Draw the kids in. They're looking. The parents has to allow you to draw them in, but they're looking. You know, we give out a lot of Bibles just to close here. In prisons, there's four prisons in Union County, and we give Bibles there. Hotel recently asked us for Bibles for 125. Evangelical Hospital, if you go down 15, you pass Evangelical Hospital. They weren't before COVID having Bibles in their nightstands, but there were so many people asking for Bibles, they called us and they said, we want 125 Bibles to put in our nightstands. We are putting out Bibles like wild because we're looking for them. Do you understand? That's what happened in the 70s and 80s. We were looking for them. Do you remember? Come on. You remember that? You were there. We went out looking for them, didn't we? Yeah, we did. Let's go out looking for them. They want to hear. And if we don't tell them, they won't hear. Billy Graham isn't here anymore. Do you get it? Start looking. I just have to do one more thing. I have to bring an advertisement. You know, I can even see it, the card rack back on the stand back there. Do you use this card rack? Well, this is in memory cards is what I use it for mainly. When you get this age, people start dying around you. And I send them a card to place Bibles in their honor. And I usually get a card back that says, thank you. That was very appropriate what you did in honoring my loved one. If you want to give more to the Gideons, there's an envelope in this bulletin insert. Now, what will happen to that money? It will go to Gideon's International in Nashville. Some of it will be given, put in an account in the Wellsboro camp. They can use to buy Bibles to do just exactly what I told you the Gideons do. The rest will go mainly for printing up Bibles for around the world. Everything you give goes for Bibles. A little bit goes to getting that Bible where it needs to go. You know, we're living in exciting times. Why do I say that? What?
Because of the Lord's
return. Amen. We're living in prophesied times. Ezekiel 37 says there will be a valley. He took the prophet into the valley of dry bones. He said, I'm going to put sinews back on those bones. I'm going to put muscle back on those bones, and then I'm going to put flesh back on those bones, and they're going to walk. What was he talking about? You can speak up. What was he talking about? Who was going to walk again? Israel. Israel became a country in 1948. That's what the Valley of Dry Bones is about. A country that did not exist was spread to 100 countries around the world. The people were by God. But now he drew them all back together. Not all of them. There's Jews living here in the United States and various countries in the world yet. But they're a nation. That Valley of Dry Bones are flesh and blood today. We have a, hopefully, short time until Jesus comes. I don't know what you teach on the rapture, and I'm not trying to teach anything that their pastor doesn't teach. But we've got a short time, I think. We've got to get busy. We've got to be sharing his word. Those children are not going to know unless you share it. Thank you.